I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanon says it won't officially accept any more Syrian refugees. While it isn't new, they're now enforcing it. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says Syrian refugees are facing rejection everywhere, including the schools. Kids Alive Lebanon wanted to help these trapped refugees. Tuesday, they opened Oasis.
60 refugee children came along for the first time into three class groups and are now starting to get an education.
Oasis teachers have a tough job working with broken and hurting kids.
Pray for them as they work with these kids, as they bring the love of Christ into these children's lives.
Next, there are over 300 Bible translation projects started in the Pacific region, but there's still a need for 400 more. Wycliffe Associates is partnering with Christian leaders and is launching Operation Pacific Advance. Their goal is to accelerate Bible translation efforts in the Pacific. They'll provide resources and training for Bible translators and church leaders. Pray the ministry will help groups in hard-to-reach places. To get the full story, visit our website. And if you're looking for a change this Christmas, why not love on orphans with Buckner International? Buckner's Ashley Williamson describes the people they need to join their upcoming trip.
Someone who has a big heart for kids and for missions and for sharing the love and hope of Christ.
From December 6th through the 11th, Buckner's team will be fitting orphans with new shoes and telling the kids about Jesus.
We'll be serving about 600 kids total that week.
We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task, by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.